Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to our next guest, one financial myth he would like to eradicate forever is the belief that you need a lot of money to even think about estate planning. Regardless of the extent of your assets, he says, there are four basic estate planning documents everyone should have. Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Wells Fargo Advisors in Greenwood, South Carolina, where he joins us from by phone now. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike, for having me. Glad to be here today.
Well, let's go ahead and dive into these documents, and I'm just going to assume that number one probably should be a will.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. I think that's the beginning of the estate planning process. The will is going to provide direction on who receives the property and who's going to be the executor and pay final expenses and that type of thing. So it's very important to have that one to start with.
And do you need an attorney for a will, or with the internet these days, can you just download one that's specific for your state?
Yeah, we've seen it both ways. When it gets a little more complicated, we usually recommend a lawyer look over that or draft that legal document. But LegalZoom and that type of thing is available for the more simple estates, I guess I would say.
All right, what's next?
A durable power of attorney. It gives someone the legal right to make decisions for you, and it just needs to be someone that you trust, whether it's a spouse or that type of thing, just allowing them to continue your financial affairs if something were to happen to you.
All right, and speaking of powers of attorney, how about one for healthcare only?
Yeah, that's becoming more prevalent, where you're seeing people going to nursing homes or need some assisted living, and they want somebody else to help make those decisions, and you grant that power. That's what that particular document does. The other thing that we talk to them about, Mike, are the living wills. Some people call that the desire for natural death, basically someone going through your wishes if you have a terminal illness, whether to have feeding tubes and that type of thing.
So is a healthcare power of attorney and a living will, are they normally drafted at the same time?
Yeah, we recommend that. Most lawyers, they generally will put those two documents together or draft them as one.
And now I know another document that we see a lot, mostly only for people who have larger estates, would be some sort of a trust document. Do you need to have a lot of money to have a trust?
Well, the revocable living trust is usually used during your lifetime, and it allows other individuals to know your wishes about how your money can be dispersed. The thing that I use it mainly for is avoiding probate. A lot of our clients want it to be private, their assets to be private, and the disposition of those assets or disbursement of those assets to be held privately as well. So that's another big reason for using a revocable living trust.
Okay, and so having this revocable living trust could be for anybody then, any size estate, if you want to keep things private for whatever reason.
That is correct. That is correct. We've seen people put houses in there, businesses in there, financial assets in there, that type of thing. And they just, it'll still go to the beneficiaries they want. It's just an avoiding probate and that type of thing. Public knowledge of your assets.
And how often should one review these documents? Annually, every few years, or maybe only when, you know, a big life change happens?
Yeah, I would say I would be aware of them just to revisit them at a minimum every 5 years. And then if there's a grandchild that was born or something to that effect, you might want to update them. You inherit a lot of money or something to that effect, you would want to update some, you know, legal documents. But I would say on generally about every 5 years, I would at least review them with your spouse or significant other, and then maybe even with your attorney.
Well, Chris, as always, great information. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for your time, Mike.
Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Wells Fargo Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to our podcast. In fact, you can find our podcast wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.